All right, welcome back to the third hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase is off today. Dr. Crane's in. And a moment we've been waiting for 4 months. He kept his promise. He came back. The very funny John Chris joins us now. John, welcome back, buddy.
I told you I'd be back. I'm a man of my word.
You
same
are.
Location.
It's great, isn't it?
Honored to be back, fellas. Honored. I've been getting a lot of press around town. People say, hey, we heard you on Chase and Big Joe.
Right.
I'm not joking. A lot of people.
I'm telling you. Before we go any further,
yeah.
You have an announcement.
I got it. Yeah, I'm dropping it live. No, just with the weather for the weekend, we're moving our show to March the 8th.
Okay.
Sunday night. It's a Sunday. It was this Sunday night. We're just moving it month and a half forward.
There we go.
Still Sunday night.
Good.
Yeah. Should be all set.
Good.
Yeah. So, show's sold out. If you want to replace your tickets, you can do that at point of sale. Otherwise, your tickets are good for that show.
Yeah, we don't need to replace our tickets,
buddy.
No,
we don't need to replace tickets. What you mean? Now, we did find out it is Williamson County spring break.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah,
where are they going? Down to 30A?
Yeah,
right? We should move the show to down there.
Well, they all got private jets.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, Williamson County? Yeah, for sure.
There's no private.
They're not worried about what's going on in Broadway. They're like, dude, we're in Williamson County.
Got our four-door sedans. Yeah.
Well, what is that saying about my fans? Is my fan base Williamson County?
I think so. There's some Wilson County there too.
I always say when I do shows at Zany's downtown, I go, I'm assuming most of y'all drove north to get here. I'm just by looking at y'all.
Right.
I'm assuming y'all drove north.
Now, we still got the show in February, correct?
Oh, yeah, February 19th. That's the second one.
Nice.
We're going to do as much comedy as Nashville's ready for. We got it for them.
We're ready for all
of it. Yeah, we got it for it. Yeah. You can finally do the local jokes that you can't do on the road.
Right. Now,
yeah, you can do them here.
We have a lot to talk to you about, but I got to start first. How you inflamed hundreds of thousands of people with your video at the Sphere in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the most comedic, genius things I've ever done.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Now, explain how this all became about.
Okay, yeah. This is one of my most viral videos of all time. I did, the megachurch. And there's other people have done the megachurch joke recently. The megachurch pastors are taking a lot of heat. But the people that do it best don't go after – they go after the concept, not a person. So, like, if you're talking about, like, who does everybody know of? Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm never going to come after a person's character. I don't know them. We can make fun of the concept.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So, like, a lot of the players that we can be critical of their work on the field.
Yeah.
We don't know them.
Correct.
Yeah, we don't know the person. But I made a joke about how I was a megachurch pastor and I was our new church location was I shot a video outside of the Sphere. And I was like, thank you. We raised $35 million for our new satellite campus. And then I was like, we got to close the soup kitchen. We got to get rid of the homeless ministry. But these LED walls are going to be unbelievable.
Oh, and the best part, you would quote tweet people that came at you.
No.
It was just amazing.
Was that too petty or was that
no.
okay?
No.
Yeah. Well,
brilliant.
People were like, I can't believe you would do something like this. And I go, well, it's Vegas. They can sleep outside. I just kept it going because I got nothing else to do.
That's so good. Man.
Yeah.
We're talking millions of views.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that thing. And it's still going.
Yes.
It's still, which is the best, which is like similar to like, a lot of people are critical of like the NIL, the transfer portal, right. All that, except when your team benefits.
That's right.
Then everybody's like, dude, we cannot have these NBA players, but if they want to come to my team.
Right.
So you don't want to make fun of the general concept of ideas as a comic that people think are absurd.
We're running the commercial about your joke about Spirit Airlines, Delta.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chase and I and Dr. Crane, it's funnier every – and I've heard it 1,000 times. It's funnier every time.
It's true. They only think – people – a lot of times people make a joke and people get so upset. And I go, the comedians, I've said this from day one, we don't decide. The crowd decides.
Right.
They are the ones that made the video viral.
Yeah.
Not me. It's Spirit Airlines. Like, we're upset. I go, everybody must think this about your airline. Or like, somebody gets upset about, we make a joke about one of the sports franchises here in town. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, so true.
Right.
I go, we're just... Yeah, look at me as the vessel. I'm the vessel of the Lord. I just don't get mad at me. I'm joking.
Now, you're one of what, 7 kids?
One of 8.
One of 8 kids.
Of 8.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to take us down to Fulton County Stadium. down there in Atlanta and scalp tickets. Remember those days?
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
No, it's frowned
all digital.
Upon.
Yeah.
It's all digital.
Yeah, you can't scalp a ticket with a QR code. That's kind of
you see somebody walking down the street, there's QR code with a piece of paper.
Remember having to put cash in your pocket?
Those were the bad days, right?
And then the guy goes, "What do you want?" He's like, "I got another guy." And then they're all working together.
It's kind of like when you go to New York and you're buying those like fake Louis Vuittons on the corner, and you're like,
"Oh yeah."
And then there's a lady with the Bluetooth earpiece.
Get over here, yeah.
And you're gone. You're snatched.
That was scary. That was scarier than the game. Trying to get a ticket. Outside.
Especially eight of them together.
Yeah,
or your dad like,
shot.
You're going to sit here. You're over there.
Yeah. You know what? But you know what dads need to do a better job of? I'm going to just say this. This I don't think it's been said. If you're going to a baseball game and you're sitting in section 300, don't bring the glove. I don't mean to let the kids down. But you go, hey, you might catch. You're not catching one.
Right.
You're not catching one here. We are sitting. We are sitting so far away. Albert Pujols couldn't put one this far.
Bring your binoculars instead. Come on.
What would the akin be to that like for a hockey game in 300? A goalie mask?
Oh, yeah. They're not. You're bringing some fish. You're like, there's no hat trick tonight. I don't think so. What is it? Was it the fish the hat trick?
It's that you throw the hats.
Yeah.
What's the fish?
Fish is the honorary thing before the game.
You can do that no matter what.
Yeah, catfish.
You can, but you get thrown out if they catch you.
Because, you know, the Detroit Red Wings have the octopus before the game. Yeah.
Yeah, we did a story of a guy during the playoff run in 2017, how he taped a catfish to him.
Yeah.
It starts hours before.
Yeah.
Are you going to tape a catfish to your chest?
I don't know how much respect you're going to get in prison with that. Like, what are you in here for? DUI, drunken, disorderly. I taped a fish to my chest.
Did he get a launch?
I've seen it. It's cool, though. It's cool.
Right?
That's something worth going to jail for.
I mean, I don't know how people really would want to do that because you just got, like, fish juice leaking from
all
you.
Over
it's like you.
You
wet yourself.
No, they got a plan.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah,
it's one of those
so.
Things. If somebody's like, you know, I've always said about, you go to jail for it and it's a worthy cause. If someone's, like, harassing your wife, beat them up. And you're like, I went to jail and I'm proud of it.
That's right.
But if you're like just mouthing off to a guy at a gas station, you both fight, you're like, you both lose.
You're right. Nobody wins that.
Even if you win the fight, you lose because it was not for good reason.
Right. It's like you went to Samford.
I went to Samford.
I was a terrible student. You were a good student. It's like at Samford one time at a basketball game, they had said, hey,
no
cussing, whatever. We had a friend like, if I can't cuss, he's like, I know what I can do. He's like, you can all go to hell.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you're out.
Oh,
you're
gone. Dude.
You're not here today.
Gone immediately. People don't know this about I used to have a premise about if you're Christian, if you really know the insider rules, you can say, I had a day from hell, but you can't say I had a hell of a day because that's the second one's cussing.
Yeah. Really?
I had a day from hell.
Oh,
I had
John.
A hell of a day. Oh. Gone, dude. Gone, dude. Immediately. Because God's up there. He's
right.
Listening.
That's what's happening.
You say, oh, my gosh. God's like, I better hear an SH. Otherwise, he's got his ear to the earth.
Are you the only one that does that kind of humor, that Southern Baptist laugh at ourself humor?
Well, there's a lot of people doing it, but not laugh at us. Just laugh at y'all.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably from the inside because I try to be like, hey, I make fun of. I mean, I made a joke about every Titans fan preseason. I made a bunch of jokes about the Titans, but I'm a huge fan of the program. NASCAR, Chick-fil-A, Southern things, Christian things. I am these things.
Yeah.
So it's like, because the megachurch video was the same one. They're like, wait, and it's like, no, dude, he's like, his dad's a preacher. He grew up in church. He's a member of his. He's with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's always kind of the rub with Joe. Is this guy a huge, huge fan of the Preds? You're like, no, he loves the Preds. He can be critical kind of the team because he's in versus somebody making fun of your team that is a fan of the opponent.
Absolutely.
Then you're pissed.
Now, do these jokes work like in Tacoma?
Why'd you got to single out Tacoma?
As far as way as you can.
You'll switch them up a little bit. Yeah, you switch them up a little bit. Most all of my shows, people know who I am. So if they live out in Tacoma, we can sell less tickets out there than we can in the South. But the crowds are more, they're like, yeah, get them. They're more, they're like behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when
yeah.
you go to places like that, you kind of have to like do what a football player does, do film on the place you're going and scout.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you would to like that Nate Bargatze show that was at Bridgestone a couple weeks ago, there was a kid sitting in the front row and they gave him a piece of merch. And then he was, what's that, the nicest school in town?
Ensworth?
Ensworth. He goes, where do you go to school? Not Nate, his opener. I go, where do you go to school? And he goes, Ensworth. And everybody goes, he goes, give me that shirt back. And it was a joke of the night.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, oh. Like, it's like when you feel like you're in on the joke that other people, it's the best.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So you go to another city. Like if I was going to Tacoma, I usually would be like, I'd ask the door guy or the security guard, I'd go, hey, what's like a nice area? And he'd be like, I'm just making up cities, he'd be like Palisades. And then I was like, where's like a trash area? Where's a redneck area? He's like, Oak Park. So I come out front, I go, oh, rich people up front, Palisades. They're like, what? And then I point up to the balcony, I go, Oak Park. And then everybody's like,
oh, that's great.
That almost work every. That would almost work out. I mean, everybody has some version of that joke.
Yeah. I thought you did something. I saw you on Local on 2 yesterday. I love Lauren Stephanie. It was a great segment with them. You
Shout
talked
out.
About how now they know your name, and it's easier for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's part of the journey. I mean, you start out, nobody knows who you are, and then you evolve, the people, and then, like, once you get that point, they're with us on the joke, and it's like it makes things easier.
I would probably say if you're going to make a – sports comparison is like being a walk-on versus being a number one draft pick. They're like, no, he's the number one pick. We kind of got to let him. If you're like, but you then as a walk-on or maybe as the old regime's coach, you're like trying to prove yourself that you're worth it. And then like, you know, Aaron Rodgers can
do whatever.
Yeah, LeBron obviously can do whatever. He'll fire the coach.
Yeah.
He's like,
cool.
Yeah, he's got pool. I'm not saying I'm LeBron of comedy.
Hey.
Yeah. Somebody's going to tweet me. You're like, oh, dude. You think you're LeBron of comedy.
Oh, that's great.
Have a little bit more pool, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back. I actually got a serious theological question I want to ask you.
Oh, I'm ready.
When we come back. John Criss is with us. Dr. Crane in for Chase McCabe. We're live at the Omni at downtown Nashville, Bar Lines, right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Might be one of the greatest songs of all time, Train in Vain by The Clash. John Criss with us today. Chase McCabe's off. Nick Frazier sitting with him. All right, so my question I got for you is...
Lock in.
All right.
Let's
so
hear it.
You start out, you open mic comedy tonight, you're struggling, you're not sure if you're going to make it.
Where did this come from? Why am I struggling?
How many long talks did you have with God? Am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path?
I would say those talks weren't with God. I mean, there's a lot of people that are working right now at a job that I'm sure are going to relate to this. I feel, what was that movie, Chariots of Fire? He's like, I feel God's pleasure. I'm saying this in all seriousness. I feel God's pleasure when I run. Maybe it was Prefontaine. Maybe it's like when he ran.
Yep.
He said, I felt this is what I was supposed to be on earth for. And I didn't know. The conversations were more with my parents, with my roommates, with what you don't have any money. But with God, me and God were on the same page. I go, this makes me, I did it the first time I ever did it in July 17th of 2009. I did 2 minutes at the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia, bombed, didn't get one laugh. I go, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Immediately.
So you knew.
I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. Yeah, and anything else I'm doing that's not this is going to be a distraction to get to this.
Had it been that night, everybody laughed, patting you on the back, would it have been like, is it that easy?
They say a lot about people's careers that you know you're in the right spot if you fail at it and you go, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to figure out how to – like you fail at your real estate – deal falls through and you go, oh, I get next time I'm gonna,
that competitive edge keeps
I'm gonna make sure
you.
Or the ratings for the show are like, oh, I got, now we're gonna,
yeah,
you're dead last.
But why don't more people think that way?
I don't know. I think there's the person that built that table right there feels that way. I guarantee you the person that put that table together was like, oh, this You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The person that made the mixture for the concrete, the person who built this building, I guarantee you feels like that.
Because they studied it. They know every nitty-gritty thing about it.
He's obsessed with it. The person that made this garage door was like, oh, no, this one. And then the next one, he's like, a lot of people feel like that.
I like that.
A lot of people feel like
that. Because all too often, like, oh, you didn't. So,
and that's by the way, that's every. I bet the person that organized the routes to pick up the trash in this city feels like that.
Yeah. So last
it's
time
not,
we had you on,
it's not cool jobs. It's everything.
Yeah. Right. We were talking about doing our open mic in Key West, right? Oh, no. And you were giving us advice about that. We're
going. Oh, yeah, I forgot about.
We're at the Key and we bombed. Right.
Forced me to do it.
This guy here got the funniest laugh of the night.
Oh no.
There's a lot of people in there. He's getting no laugh. Yeah. And he finally says
9 minutes and 42 seconds.
That's
Benny
so
says,
long.
I don't know what I'm doing up here. This is terrible. But everybody just
laughed. Loosened up. Yeah.
Everybody and from that moment on, he was the dang star. Chase did well too. I almost got into a fight with the guy over a Tesla joke.
Yeah.
He wanted to fight me. And finally I was like, I will fight you if you want to fight.
I
don't mind.
I will fight, yeah.
Right, I don't mind that.
If he's probably, what, is he defending it or supported? Or
so the joke is, there's a guy in America that has a T-shirt that says stop.
Okay.
And he goes to a corner where there's a lot of Teslas. Okay. And the Tesla will read that sign.
Yeah.
And they'll stop.
Okay.
He could be in the middle of the interstate. The Tesla will stop.
All right.
And the guy said, not funny. I'm like, I'm not done with the joke yet.
Yeah, this is the setup.
And this guy's trying. He's like, he called me a bunch of names.
Oh, yeah.
And he wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Oh, no. There's a bunch of stock lines that a lot of comedians have. He's like, dude, I don't come to my job and tell me how to do it. I don't come to McDonald's and tell you how to flip burgers. There's a lot of those. There's a lot of those lines.
That's great, man.
You don't want to come back to, like, if somebody comes at you with a knife, you got to come back at them with a knife.
Right.
You can't drop an atomic bomb on them, because that's what happens a lot. If like a bachelorette party, they're just trying to have fun. They don't know they're being annoying, but they're not heckling. They're just
having a good time.
Yeah, and then you go after them, and then everybody's like, whoa, and they take their side. So you got to make sure whatever you're saying, the crowd, this is insider baseball a little bit, make sure the crowd is with you. But if those women are being loud and annoying for an extended period of time, then by all means, go after them. And then everybody goes, thank you. Thank you.
You play the big arenas now, so you don't see person in the ninth row talking, do you?
Nah, not too much. But we do zanies every now and then. That's when you get a little loose with it. I mean, you can see everybody in there, especially the other side of zanies. There's like 100 seats in there.
That's right, yeah.
Is that humbling, those type of intimate settings?
I'd do it 1,000 times. I'd do 10 shows a day if I could.
I'm saying in comparison to the bigger arenas you're doing?
It would be humbling if it wasn't, like the second Nashville show, if that one doesn't sell out, it's like, yeah, well, this is the second one. If the first one, you know what I'm saying,
good,
it's
yeah.
like, well, this is the added, because we sold so many, like Garth Brooks had that at Nissan a couple of years. Remember the second added one was like half full.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, Garth fell off. I go, no. He's doing two stadiums. This is not
right.
He didn't fall off.
Yeah.
These are the 50,000 people that couldn't get into the first one. You go, oh, I think about them different.
Well, they ask you on Local on 2, best show ever, right? I watch every week. And I was on there 2 weeks ago, too, so I love the girls.
Yeah.
Anyway, a shameless plug for me. They're like, why don't you play here more? And you're like, look, I got to have new material, right?
Yeah.
I don't want the end of the tour like, oh, we heard that joke before. All right, we heard that.
You don't want to come back to the same. Now, we haven't been to Nashville since like 2023 or something, maybe 2024, last time we were here. So we don't come back to a city until the show's new. So you kind of like, I'm working on some stuff over the weekend. About every, if you go into shows this weekend and next weekend, it'd probably be about 95% the same.
Right.
But then after 6 months, it'd be like 30, 40 minutes are new, and then it'll – because comedy's all like if you go to music, who's your favorite band?
I love Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Okay. Everybody – if you go to see your favorite band, you are going for nostalgia. Mm-hmm. You want to remember when we first heard that. You want to remember. And comedy, if you know it, you don't want to hear it again.
It's true.
If Duran Duran says we got a new song, you'd be like, let's go get a beer. We don't want to hear any of this.
That's so true.
But if a comedian tells a joke you already heard before, you're like, what's the point of this?
Yeah,
it's
that's right.
So it's comedy should, you should, like, if you know, everybody's talking about everybody's talking about their posting from 2016.
Hey, Brando, turn off your microphone. We can hear you on air.
Where is he? Back at the station?
Back at the station, yeah.
Everybody's posting their Instagrams from 2016. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the new 2016.
That'll be funny this weekend. In a week, it's done.
It's almost already done.
Yeah,
now,
they'd be like, if I was in a year, if I was doing that joke, they'd be like, dude, we already covered that. Well, this is old. You know, so comedy, it's very, like, I heard a comic do a joke about skinny jeans. And I go, dude, this is an old joke. The people aren't wearing, or a joke about COVID especially.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, dude, this is how long
ago. No!
We passed by that, right?
You ever been driving to see someone driving by themselves wearing a mask? I mean, how long have you been doing this joke, dude? How long have you been doing this joke?
Oh, that's great. John Crist is with us. By the way, his show,
that's hilarious,
Sunday night, has been moved. To March 8th.
March the 8th. Same, still on a Sunday.
Still on a
Sunday, yeah.
And so all you Williamson County kids.
We can FaceTime you in. Leave a phone there. We'll put it on. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. We'll back more with John here. We're live at the Omni National Hotel right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. Good job, Brando. Duran.
Oh,
Thank you.
Fire it up.
Thank you. John Crist is with us. Now, I got all my friends reacting. You're going to okay, your show Sundays postponed till March.
Yep.
You got another March, and two people, are you playing Zanies anytime soon?
No.
But I think they're asking the new material night.
Oh, yeah, I do them all the time.
Okay.
New Material Monday is on, it's Zanies every Monday. Now, they won't, if you call, they're not going to tell you who's on it. Because we don't want to advertise that we're going down there because it's new jokes.
Yeah,
so
right.
So you want to pay, I don't know how much it is to get in that, for $5, and you then if somebody comes out, you're like, oh, this is extra. This is sweet.
Surprise.
Yeah, if you came there to see the polished stuff and he's like, well, that didn't work. You're like,
I've seen you do new material. You come out, you put your phone on a stool.
Yeah.
You went and you were like, the first four bombed. And you're like, God,
I don't remember this.
God, this was May of 23. You're like, this sucks. And then you hit one. You're like, oh, y'all like that one.
It's
so engaging.
Yeah.
It's so engaging with the audience. I think it's just a brilliant idea.
You're always trying new things. Like, I'll save it for the show. Yeah, I don't want to do it.
I don't do it on here. Right.
I'll save it for the show. Yeah, but you're always trying new jokes because you're like, man, is this? And then when everybody goes, like Spirit Airlines, everybody goes, yes. And you're like, oh, good. Because it's kind of the same feeling. And I don't want to bring this topic up. It's a little prized, but sports gambling. Mm. So sports gambling, if you see the Titans, you know, +8, and you go, well, I know. Home field, right. Let's say the new against this coordinator, our offense, and you go, and then it is correct.
Yeah.
It's like, I told y'all. It's the best feeling on earth. It's like a joke. You go, I think, and then they go, yes, and you're like, nothing better. That's why the money in sports gambling is like, you ever got in an argument with a friend or even your wife? You're like, we should go this way home because that way has traffic. And then you are proven correct. It's like, there's nothing better.
Albert Einstein.
You are Albert. That's the same feeling of prognostication. Sports game. It's not the money.
Yeah.
It's the feel like everybody thought this. You go, I'm positive it's this. And it hits. You go, it's the best feeling on earth.
See, that's how I felt in college is when everybody would buy those lottery tickets and they'd make a bet for sports gambling because the Tennessee Promise Program, community college, is paid through the state lottery. So I'm thinking, oh, great. If somebody's having a terrible day, I'm having a better one.
Yeah.
Free education. I win. If you lose.
Smart way to think about that.
It's like you live betting when your Falcons are up 28-3 in the Super Bowl.
Well,
too soon.
Man. I do like Vrabel, though.
Yeah.
I do like Vrabel.
Do you not, right?
Yeah, I like Vrabel. I met him at Jason Aldean's a couple years ago.
Just hanging out on a Thursday night?
Yeah.
Hey, John.
I go, hey, how are we looking for the – he goes, I don't know about this year. He was, like, real honest about his team. It was fun. He was great. I've always cheered for him.
He cracks a beer on his head.
Yeah, like, this guy's the man. Wearing a cowboy hat.
That's it.
But people forget, it's always hindsight's always 20/20. Remember how mad everybody was?
Oh, yeah.
At him.
Infuriated.
Get out of here. Get
so mad, dude. Yeah, see, this is kind of – we wanted this, unfortunately. Yeah,
right.
We ran him out of town. Get rid of this guy. And then he was like, oh, it's like everybody said about Aaron Rodgers. They were like, he's washed. He's terrible. And then he goes and has a – and you're like, oh, oops.
Yeah, right.
Veterans will never leave this league because they know more than the young player. That's why I think Rodgers will come back another season.
I think the veterans these days are even better.
Yeah.
Because there's a lack, like if a guy switches colleges 5-6 times, there's no development.
Look at Phillip Rivers. He was 300 pounds throwing a football this year.
Yeah, tough. It's a tough look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like all of us in that uniform, which is great.
And did okay.
Yeah.
Which
did okay.
Yeah. Because, and everybody, it's a controversial take maybe, but like everybody's like, they wanted somebody that could come in and read a playbook in 3 days.
And he was the guy.
Yeah, he was the guy. You're like, who was the quarterback before him?
Riley Leonard?
Before the kid.
Daniel Jones.
The guy that reads the playbook and follow. He's a serviceable quarterback.
Right.
They don't want somebody to come in there and run around. And you're like, yeah, we already have a system. This guy's been doing it for 20 years. I bet he can figure out the vocabulary and figure out 6 routes in 3 days.
He got it done. Now, you're a huge Georgia Bulldog fan, right?
Hate Georgia.
No, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Georgia Tech.
Why don't you like Georgia?
Hate them. Georgia. Well, first of all, they got nothing else going on in their lives except for Georgia football. Any Georgia football fan is like 40 years old on message boards. Nobody reads message boards anymore. It's like doglickers.com. And they're like 40 years old worrying about what, like, dude, we just offered this guy, it's a freshman in high school. I was like, dude, you got a family.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the blogs, dude? Get a life. And of course, Kirby Smart could do no wrong.
Right.
It could do no wrong.
Yeah. He has the whole.
Now, and everybody else is just the worst cheaters. And
Did you go to the Pop-Tart Bowl? Didn't Georgia Tech play
Georgia
that
Tech
bowl?
Georgia Tech played BYU. Yeah.
It's a strong show. National championship.
You know who we got in the transfer portal?
Brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart.
Oh, that's very disrespectful. We got Mendoza's
brother. Oh, that's right.
Brother, little brother.
Armando?
Alberto. Yeah.
Alberto.
Oh, racist, dude. All right. Just throw it out. No, dude, record that and clip it. And that's so wild, dude. He can't say it. And how confident he was. You see how confident he was?
I was.
He fired
Armando.
He did Armando. I go, you can't.
I wanted to roll his arm.
I think Georgia Tech's second game next year is against the Tennessee Vols.
Is it?
I think it is.
You'll be dialed in. The Jackets are – the Jack under Brett Key are
pretty good.
Watch out. The little Mendoza brother. I'm not going to say it like you did. More athletic.
Oh, my God.
They say he's more athletic.
Yeah. Versatile outside the pocket.
Can run a little bit. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
What is John Chris is with us, the very, very funny comedian. What is your one place you want to play? Georgia Dome or Mercedes-Benz Dome, whatever it's called?
Well, you know what? I would say probably, you know, doing like a Madison Square Garden. Is probably now all these big venues like that, Radio City, they call them vanity plays. Like you're gonna lose money, but you can say you played there. You know, I'm like you should go to the Civic Arena in New Jersey, and that the rent there is like $1, but then you play Madison Square Garden, the rent is like as much as you're gonna make.
Right.
But you can say you played there.
But
all those big time places cost a
pretty
lot
penny.
Of money.
Would you do it for $5?
Do what?
Play Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we could fill it. Now, if we – going bigger, that's the thing about going bigger because we thought about – we're going to do 2 sold-out shows at the Opry, which is going to end up around 10,000 seats. But that's – now you're creeping on Bridgestone. You're creeping on Bridgestone status. So if we come back in 2 years and I'm on the show again and they say we're announcing the Bridgestone show.
Oh, my God!
Because we went to Zany's.
Right.
You know, we go to the Ryman once, and then we did the Ryman twice. Last time we did the Ryman 3 times.
Sold them all out.
Now we're doing the Opry twice, which is you're knocking on the door.
If you announce you're playing Bridgestone on Local on 2.
Yeah, I got to come here.
I will find you.
I got to announce it. Yeah, I won't do that to you.
He's got some beef.
Yeah.
Is there comedy beef? Like, you know, with NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Good question.
Great question. Well, there's mostly – the comedy beef is – is right now is between cities.
Mm.
So Nashville is a kind of like a, you maybe call it like a, it's a hub for a clean comedy for whatever reason.
Interesting.
Nate's here. Leanne is in Knoxville, but Leanne Morgan, Henry Cho, Jeff Allen, Dusty Slay, Nashville's own Brian Bates, Aaron Ware, a lot of comics that are clean have gravitated here for whatever reason.
Right.
And then you got Austin, Texas. who is a big, you know, Joe Rogan's down there, Kill Tony's down there. And then you got, of course, New York, L.A. Everybody's kind of saying if you, we produce the best, probably same with NFL franchises, were we producing the best comics? And there's always L.A. is like more like pretty boy, like kind of be an actor. New York is more the grungy, you know, they're on the subway to like grind it, better writers.
I've heard they're like the mothership. Joe Rogan's comedy place is the mecca of comedy right now.
And the Comedy Cellar in New York is where everybody kind of comes up through there. So you always, where everybody kind of, that's why it's nobody steals jokes, is because everybody has a home kind of club.
Right.
And if somebody got caught stealing a joke, they'd call the person's home. They wouldn't call them, but they were like, hey, this guy, and they would probably be done.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I like that. A little snitching.
Yeah, there's a little bit of accountability.
I like that.
Somewhat. Now, if you do comedy on the cruise ships, you can do whatever you want out there.
Do you like that?
Because you can't
get away from those people.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, we're doing one in a month with Nate.
That's right.
Nate
I saw Lane, that.
But that's different. Those are fans. If you go, that's nothing where it's like Dance Monkey when you're on vacation. Because it's like 7 o'clock, we're going to the theater, and it's the comedy show, and they have 3 margaritas, and they're like,
fall asleep in
nothing
a chair.
Worse.
That's
if you don't have an audience doing that. But if you can convert them.
Oh, good.
Oh, nothing better.
Then you got them.
Then you walk around. I've done them when I bombed and went, and I was like, if you do good, you go on the deck the next day. You're like, what up? Everybody's like, oh, buying you drinks. They're like, here, let me introduce you to my kid. Like, taking photos with everybody. But if you bomb, I've done it with a comic that bombed. He stayed in his room for the whole week.
Oh, man.
Bless his heart.
That's 4 or 5 days at sea, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, we're in Barbados, brother. You're not going anywhere.
Now, you were just in St. John's?
Virgin Islands.
Virgin Islands. I stalk you on Instagram.
It's nice down there.
Set a couple Hail Marys.
Yeah. I was down there with Alberto, but
still can.
Alberto's working.
No, dude, you can't say that.
Armando, that's it.
Internationally, I don't know. Yeah. Again, you probably have, may have an international tour coming up sometime.
We do Canada. We go through Canada. It's always a. They go, you want to go to New Zealand? Because everybody go, come to Australia, come to, and you go again. I go, man, I can go to Effingham, Illinois, and bring them a big bag of cash, or you can go to New Zealand and sell a third of the amount of tickets. But you can say,
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want,
it's kind of like Madison Square Garden. You're barely going to make your cash back.
But you can be like, international tour. Yeah. There's a demand for it, but it costs so much to get there.
Almost like, I want to go on a vacation. Let's go to New Zealand and I'll do a few gigs there. You know?
Oh, now if you're talking about taking your family on vacation, have one show, write it off.
Yeah.
That might be the way.
Method to the madness.
I mean, how long does it take to get there? 18 hours?
Something like that.
Yeah, 22, something like that.
No shot.
I've been going to Vegas the last 2 years for the rugby event they have. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So highly recommend that, by the way.
How is that related?
Talking about New Zealand.
They're coming over.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just saying. Like,
you've been to New Zealand?
I want to.
I go to Vegas to see New Zealand.
Yeah.
Is that a stripper name that we don't know about or something?
Now he's getting too loose. He's getting too loose.
Oh, my gosh. John, man, we love you. I know you're busy. And I really appreciate your time.
Man, honor
you're
to be
one
here.
Of our favorites. Thank
honor
you.
To be here.
Again, the show has been postponed Sunday until March. Go see it. I mean, go see you. You are funny. Yep. So thank you.
Thank you, man. And as a guy, do we have any more time or no, we done?
No, it's up to you. You can stay all day.
I'm just saying, I listen to the show every day, and everything you do for men and reaching out for mental health is very important.
I appreciate that,
John. As a guy that's been on that journey myself,
it's not fun.
No.
But I say that.
You're in it. We're all in this together, man.
Because I don't want you to go through it. And if you go through it, we're here for you.
Yeah, somebody whispered to you, like somebody, that if you're not a believer in Christ or anything like that, people would be like, you're not worthy, you're trash, you have no future. Like, and you'd be like, who told you that? And you were like, did anyone tell you that? You go, no. Well, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was going to commit suicide in 2019, but why did I get that idea?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Or like, you're going to be a failure. You have no hope. You're never going to get married. You're never going to come out of this depression. You're never going to kick alcohol. You're never going to whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go, did anyone tell you that? And you go, no.
Nope.
Yep. That's the whole hope
thing. That's crazy, dude.
It's like, I didn't have any hope? Who told you that?
Who told you that?
I just knew I had no hope. No.
It just whispers to you.
It does.
Just whisper. I don't even know what it is. If you call it, Theo calls it the dark arts. If you're not a believer in the darkness.
It is.
It will just whisper to you.
That's exactly it,
And the more you listen to it, the more you're like, Yeah.
That's right.
It but it's not true. It's not true.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, that's it.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
Amen.
Pleasure.
John Chris with us on tour. Catch him. You're so funny, man. All right, John. Thank you, buddy. Back.
You got it.
Celebrity birthdays. Finish the show out right here. 102.5 The Game.